Greetings, Larry and Blind Core Tech listeners. My name is Kai, and today I will be discussing with you the topic of loops, what they are, what they're used for, and why you should even bother with them. Let me first say that the music that is being played in the background is of an Asian nature, because I am of Asian blood. Even as we celebrate Thanksgiving, the race of Asians which I belong to, the Hmongs, are celebrating their New Year's, which is their time of harvest. What is a loop? A loop is a sample of audio, usually a small clip of instruments that can be played continuously without any gaps between the repetitions. Take this example. Loops are most often used to create seamless drum track. Producers will usually create a small segment of audio by recording a live drum session. Then they'll edit that recording so that they have no gaps at the ends or beginnings, and so that those endings and beginnings share the same basic waveform. This prevents the clipping that you might hear sometimes when you cut a wave file apart. These loops are usually 4 to 8 seconds, but they can be longer if the producer wishes to introduce more variety into the loop. Producers must record the samples with enough variation so that the listener will think he or she is listening to a live performer and not just the same sound clip repeated. Musical loops are usually measured in BPM or beats per minute. That is, how many beeps would be played if the loop was continuously repeated for an entire minute? Naturally, the higher the BPM, the faster the drum sample. Here is a sample of a 100 BPM loop. And now here is a drum loop which is running at 140 BPM. They can then drop these drum loops into their music tracks, putting as many gaps in between each as necessary to fit their timeline. Here is the 100 BPM sample looped 3 times.
Let me be there for you. Let me hear the cry of love. I ain't no doubt about you. This can't be without you.
And now, here is the 140 BPM sample, also looped 3 times. The end product is often a nice, realistic audio production that can fool the listener into thinking he or she is listening to a live drum session. In fact, the music that you heard at the beginning of this session was created all from loops. Loops can also be used in other fields. Sound effects designers for games or movies may decide to create a loop of a jet engine, which they can then repeat for as long as the airplane is either in flight or on the runway. Do you need a guitar string to play for as long as the user is holding down a key on a keyboard? Just create a loop and then keep playing that loop until the user lets go of the key. Want to make a flowing stream that'll work as the background audio for a natural sound scene? Just loop the sound of the moving water and place it within a stereo field.
Why should you care about loops?
Loops can greatly ease up the chore of creating a musical piece of art, whether you're using it as a backdrop or as part of an actual song. Let's dissect the opening music that I played. Firstly, the 100 BPM drum loop. Next, The first guzheng sample. A guzheng is an Asian stringed instrument. And forgive me if I'm pronouncing that wrong. Now, the second guzheng sample. And now, the third guzheng sample. Next, the fourth guzheng sample. And now, here is the erhu sample. An erhu is an Asian stringed instrument reminiscent of the violin, but only with two strings. Next is the ending drum filler, which is used to close out a repeating loop. And lastly, here is the daizu sample, or dizu sample. A dizu, to me, it sounds like a flute. Where can you obtain loops?
Loops can be gotten from places like www.loops.net
www.loops.net
www.cakewalk.com
www.caakewalk.com
www.sound-ideas.com
www.sound-ideas.com
and a myriad of other sites dedicated to digital music creation. If you have any questions about this article, please either send a message to the Blind Quotech email list, send me email at raithian@sbcglobal.net
raithian@sbcglobal.net
Call my voicemail number at 206-666-HARP-4277. Otherwise, just send feedback to Blind Cool Tech. Regardless of the method you use, I will try to respond to the best of my ability.